Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week, Helen Brown has written about the spiritual Dem Bones. I'm Anna Metcalf.
Easy, cool, connect them dry bones. Easy, cool, connect them dry bones. Easy, cool, connect them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord.
These days, the song Dem Bones is the first anatomy lesson many small children receive. They giggle on the nursery carpet as the simple, jaunty melody explains that the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone, and so on. But Dem Bones is in fact an old spiritual. It has been handed down to us from a place of profound human suffering. Its roots lie in an ancient refugee crisis and the more recent struggle for racial equality. The melody was written in the 1920s by the great African-American author and songwriter James Weldon Johnson. He wanted to give motivational oomph to the Old Testament tale of Ezekiel at a time when spirituals were a powerful binding force among black Americans. The prophet Ezekiel was a young priest when the Babylonians destroyed the temple in his hometown of Jerusalem in around 587 BC. He was forced to flee to a riverside refugee camp, and from there he saw his exiled countrymen losing faith in a God who was not powerful enough to protect his chosen people. But Ezekiel had a vision in which a pile of dusty skeletons rose from the ground and, quote, "Lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above." That biblical passage is occasionally read at funerals and interpreted as a promise of life after death. But Ezekiel's vision was a promise that his subjugated race would survive. As such, it became a popular text for black ministers preaching in America at the end of the 19th century, and this is how James Weldon Johnson heard it as a child. Johnson was born in Florida in 1871. He is now best known for his groundbreaking novel, The Autobiography of an Ex-Coloured Man, published in 1912. Johnson also wrote popular songs. He was an agnostic since his university days, but he harnessed the inspirational force of spirituals to further the cause. Dem Bones tells the story of how, quote, "Ezekiel connected dem dry bones." So it was a perfect anthem for a social movement which was itself just beginning to come together. An early version of the song was recorded in 1928 by an African-American a cappella ensemble called the Fisk Jubilee Singers of Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. Their rendition is an otherworldly mixture of jaunty folk song and hellfire baritone that bears only a glancing resemblance to the modern tune. The template for the song as we know it today is the work of the Delta Rhythm Boys. This slick quintet also sang backup for Ella Fitzgerald, and they gave Dem Bones an upbeat swing in the first of several recordings beginning in the 1930s. They were also the first to increase the pitch, and thus the tension, with each new bone added, in their final recording in 1947.
Thigh bone connected to your hip bone connected to your back bone connected to your shoulder bone connected to your neck bone connected to your head bone. Now hear the word of the Lord.
The jazz pianist Fats Waller took the tune down a deliciously macabre path in 1940. He removed the sermonizing introduction and added jokes, making a secular Halloween number of it. Fats Waller's sleepy Harlem stride technique sees his left hand sneaking up on trumpet, the guitar and clarinet like a series of cartoon characters. He growls in delight as he sings, and he savours the way each bone is connected to the next, chuckling about a meal of neck bone with fried rice.
Oh, the arm bones connected to the shoulder bone. The shoulder bones connected to the collarbone. The collarbones connected to the neck bone. Fine neck bones with rice. These are the neck of those dry bones, yeah.
The gospel queen Albertina Walker socked Dem Bones with righteous soul in the 1960s, and later that decade, the song returned to its origins as a cry against oppression, when a trippy version by the Canadian band The Four Lads was used in the final episode of the surreal British television show The Prisoner. Most recently, the British-born rapper M.I.A. used Dem Bones on her track The Message in 2010. She updated the sequence to, quote, handbone connects to the internet, connected to the Google, connected to the government. At the time, M.I.A. was mocked by some critics. But when Edward Snowden leaked details of the National Security Agency's huge information gathering program in 2013, she had the last laugh. Big Brother really did hear the words of our keyboards.
Headphone connected to the headphones. Headphones connected to the iPhone. iPhone connected to the internet. Connected to the Google. Connected to the government.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.